What the fuck?
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 Hey there, Glenn here from FakeShemp.net with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? It's a stupid little micro podcast that leans over and looks down at the unflushed turds left behind in the festy toilet bowls of cinema. Before SNL, before Happy Gilmore, even before Billy Madison, Adam Sandler made this turd of a movie called Going Overboard. It's the type of movie that you honestly want to like for some fucked up reason, but it's the type of movie that just won't let you like it. It's so bad. Not that it matters, but Sandler plays a young funny guy who takes a shitty job on a cruise ship, and when the resident comedian is presumed dead from falling overboard, Sandler finds himself thrust into the limelight as a star entertainer. That's really all you need to know. So I guess to give the movie a fragment of mercy, it has to be noted that it is a micro-budget film made by a bunch of first-timers with no fucking idea what they were doing. And that, my friends, is where my goodwill ends. Have you seen it? Bloody hell. It's a woeful fucking movie. So bad that Sandler doesn't even list it on his own official website. There is no script, it's basically Sandler and some other characters walking around on a ship. There's some beauty pageant contestants also on the ship because, well, they happened to be on the ship while they were filming. None of the jokes work. Every single one of them sinks faster than the fucking Britannic. The director of photography forgot to pack his camera lenses, and so the entire fucking movie was shot with the wrong fucking lenses.
Give that man an Oscar.
We get to see Sandler walk up a seemingly never-ending gangplank while doing some weird-ass sea shanty. Yeah. I guess that's funny. And the biggest mindfuck of all are the cameo appearances. We're talking some people that were already well known, and then there were others that were waiting for fame to catch them.
Sure as hell wasn't going to be this one that shot them to fame.
People like Billy Zane, Burt Young, Peter Berg, Stephen Brill, Billy Bob Thornton, Alan Covert, Milton Berle, and Adam fucking Rifkin. Rifkin even produced this piece of shit. In fact, this is the movie that makes those terrible DTV National Lampoon's movies look good. I'm talking those mid-2000s ones, long after the glory of the 80s and 90s had died. Going Overboard is a landmark, a reminder to aspiring actors, writers and directors that Sandler got lucky. This is the film that should have sunk him, but it didn't. So always remember that once you find success, you can always disown the horse shit that paved the way. And that's me again. Thanks for listening. Check out our regular podcast on iTunes, Podbean and Stitcher. Meet up on Facebook and let's dance. Until next time, me hearties.
Oh, nice. Want to touch the hiney? Stop looking at me, Swan.